Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government will today support a non-binding motion for a royal commission into abuse within the disability sector. But there aren't any more details on what that inquiry would examine. Mr Morrison says there needs to be discussions now with advocates as well as state and territory governments about it. The government was criticised last week for running the longest question time in history. Critics say it was to avoid a vote on this motion. Mr Morrison says that's a cruel lie. Craig Wallace is the former president of the advocacy group People with a Disability, and he lobbied hard for the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Mr Wallace revealed on the weekend that he'd been abused as a child while in care. He joined me earlier and I began by asking him why he chose this moment to talk about the abuse he suffered.
I think because there is a debate underway in the federal parliament and in the media about whether we need a royal commission looking across a number of settings, and the abuse that I experienced and witnessed, actually what it had in common was that it occurred across rehab, health, church and school. So it actually occurred in a number of places and times.
And what happened to you is pretty horrid. Could you just detail a little of that?
Yeah, sure. So at a rehab facility, a nurse used to come and set fire to my hair at night. In a church setting where I broke my arm, I was made to not offered pain relief for that and also not offered any medical attention. So I think what is in common with these things is really poor practices by individuals and a feeling that people were less worthy than other people.
This woman that set your hair alight, what happened to her?
Look, I don't really know. And one of the things about this is that at the time you weren't kind of believed that this was happening to you. And there was a kind of culture of hushing these things up, of not making waves, a feeling that if you did so, that you might be punished in some way. So the response was to withdraw me from that facility, which my parents did, thankfully, when they learnt of that and the seriousness of it. But that person wasn't really pursued. And I think that that's what we need to do now, is we need to actually look at why these kinds of practices took place and ensure that this doesn't happen again.
Craig, you know of other people who've been reluctant to come forward about this and they've suffered abuse far worse than your experience. They've not wanted to talk. Why?
They've not wanted to talk because they're feeling potentially intimidated or that they might lose services. But what we do know is that 90% of women with intellectual disability are sexually assaulted, and around 1 in 3 children with disability are assaulted. We've heard stories in projects like The Uncounted that would make your hair stand on end. So there is bullying, there is violence, there is rape, there is everything up to murder, there is the theft of money. What I would say is that I actually don't know of any person with a disability where if you sit them down and talk to them over a few coffees, that they don't have a story to tell. Just about everybody I know has stories like mine or worse from that time. So that says that this is systemic and endemic.
Is a royal commission the only way to examine these issues?
Look, I think a royal commission is the only space that has the power to compel both witnesses and evidence. It's the only space that can work across settings and over time. And that was a recommendation of the Senate committee that reported about 3 years ago that we needed to have one.
And Craig Wallace is the former president of the advocacy group, People with a Disability.